The new contract deal for Long Island Railroad workers includes 17% raises over 6.5 years. But employees have made some concessions. One of them, paying a portion of their health care for the first time. WNYC's Jessica Gould reports.
Under the new deal, workers will put 2% of their salary toward premiums. And Rutgers Associate Professor Rebecca Given says that's increasingly common because of rising health care costs.
This is the new direction that things are going in. And nationally, most workers in the public and private sectors are having to contribute something to their health care premium.
Given says it's a trend that started in unionized private companies years ago and is spreading fast to public employees. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, only 14% of U.S. workers paid nothing for premiums last year, compared to 24% a decade ago. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.